Radio.
One of the things I like to do when I go into a new church that I've never been in before is to look around the church and see all the kinds of signs and indicators that name the people who helped to build that church. Perhaps it's a plaque of a list of donors, and I'm all sure we've all seen those little plaques on pews that have, when people donate a pew to a parish, or in the stained glass windows when it says in loving memory of X or Y who donated this. Perhaps it's friends laying bricks or installing carpeting. Each of these builders invested him or herself into preparing that gracious space for God. Each had a personal reason to celebrate when the church was dedicated and opened. This was also true for the Israelites in the time of Ezra. Returning from exile in Babylon, they found their temple in ruins. And urged on by prophets like Haggai, their first priority was to rebuild the temple. They ran into serious opposition from their pagan neighbours, but God opened the way for them to resume their work. No wonder they rejoiced when their work was finally completed, and we heard that in our first reading this morning. No matter how long our church building has been standing, or how short it's been standing, as in the case of this beautiful chapel, each of us here is also a church builder. We all bring our own particular gifts and talents with us when we approach the altar. At the same time, God wants to put our talents to work for him so that his church continues to grow and spread. In a sense, the church is incomplete without us and without our gifts. Like the prophet in Ezra's times, some of us have the gift of welcoming and encouraging people. Some of us help make the worship space beautiful by tending to the flowers or doing the linens. Some proclaim the word or help lead the singing. Some come together to help make long-term decisions that will affect the whole parish and church community. Some teach the catechism to students, and we had students here last Wednesday from North Sydney Demonstration School in their scripture class, and their feet are still at the base of the altar here for us to see. Even those who are not physically able to come to a church or to Mass can be intimately joined to us in our prayers. And on top of all of this, we all make our worship space come to life when we worship God and receive his body and blood. Even if that's the only thing we can do, it is the most important thing we can do. So today I'll ask us this question: what will we bring to this chapel here this week? How will we help build our church in Australia? Lord, you have invited us to go up to your house with thanksgiving and praise. May the gifts we bring to this church build up all our brothers and sisters. Amen.
Radio.org.au